the first thing that our new numbers show is that people are really unhappy with President Obama. You know, we're seeing for the first time that his disapproval numbers have inched over that 50% mark. So, you know, while it's, you know, it's really interesting that he's kind of gotten to that point in the state that he won just a few years ago. I think a lot of this has to do with people's perceptions of the economy, not just about the economy in general, but, you know, again, how the economy is affecting them personally. You know, we ask people if they are better, worse, or the same as they were a year ago. And a lot of people are indicating that they're worse off or about the same. And in this economic climate, being about the same is not a good thing. And when we ask them again, like, how about things in the future? Do you expect them to get better, stay about the same, or get worse? And, you know, although people are slightly more optimistic, you know, still 21% of North Carolinians think that the worst is kind of yet to come. And these are just really indicative of his, you know, poor polling numbers at this point.
So how bad are the numbers, if you could put them in context, as far as getting elected and all of that?
Well, I mean, you know, presidents, their re-election rates really do really rely heavily on the economy. So while this is bad news right now, if the economy picks up between now and then, it'll be, you know, a much better picture for Barack Obama. You know, in comparison, however, to Congress, he's not doing so bad. So we also asked people, you know, if they approved or disapproved of the way Congress was handling its job. And this point, you know, is a 80% disapproval rate of the way Congress is handling its job. So Obama's doing not so well. The Congress isn't doing very well. So it's across the board, North Carolinians are just not happy with their elected officials.
Does that, you know, Obama's trying to make a push here in North Carolina. How big a problem are these numbers, do you think?
Well, they're problematic if things don't change. If he can get the economy kind of back up and started within the next few months, it's not going to be as big as an issue. You know, having this low of an approval rating, though, going into election is not a good thing. So this is a problem unless things kind of change. We asked also about the jobs bill in North Carolina, and, you know, people are actually following this a lot closer than I would have expected. A large majority of people are following the jobs bill, and of those people who are following it, they're following it rather closely, and they're quite divided on it. You know, 36% indicated that they would want their members of Congress to vote against it, 35% wanted to vote for it, and, you know, 28% are just not sure at this time. And I think this is really kind of indicative of the fact that people don't have the same amount of confidence in Barack Obama as they probably once did a few years ago.
How significant do you think the not sure number is? That seems pretty important.
It's up for grabs, and that's a good thing almost for Barack Obama. You know, it'd be nice if those people were on, you know, wanted their congressman to vote for his jobs plan. But the fact that they're not sure, it also means that they're not against. So these people, he can still easily, you know, sway the hearts and minds of these potential voters in the coming months.
And this doesn't do anything about, this talks about his approval ratings, about Congress, about the Senate, the North Carolina senators as well,
yes.
Hagan and Burr, and they seem to be sitting a little better.
Certainly. And this is, you know, this is kind of par for the course in American politics. You know, you see Burr and Hagan are both faring much better in the eyes of North Carolinians than their legislative bodies. And when we went ahead and asked, you know, North Carolinians what they thought about the representative who actually represents their district in Congress, you know, favorability ratings certainly were not at that, or that, excuse me, disapproval ratings were not certainly at the 80% disapproval level. So in terms of Senator Hagan, Senator Burr, and the members of the House of Representatives, they're not doing great, but they're not doing as bad as the legislative body in which they serve, or at this point as bad as President Obama is doing in the polls.
So do you think at this point it looks like Obama will be a drag on the ticket for North Carolina Democrats? Can they not count on him this time like they did last time?
They're not. I don't know if being a drag is the right word, but they're certainly his coattails certainly do not have the power that they once did. So it remains to be seen if it will be a drag, but it's certainly, you know, at this point in time, it won't be that same sort of push as it was back in 2008.
And you mentioned that his numbers his disapproval numbers are over 50%. Is that for the first time in any Elon poll?
That is the first time in any Elon poll that we've seen numbers like this.
So,
now, other polling firms, I think, have polled him at that level. But for us, just general public opinion, this is the first time we broke, I think, the 50% mark.
Okay. So, and you know, every time he gives a speech, it seems like he'll get like a little boost.
Sure.
He'll like he probably got a boost with his last one, at least in national polls and after Bin Laden and things like that.
Sure.
Were there any polls after that Elon did after those events that had him higher?
We haven't polled directly after either one of those events. But what I can say is that these little bumps are important. And that you most likely see, if his approval ratings still stay at this level, that President Obama will be here quite a few times in the coming year.
So you mean to say that his approval rating, I guess, isn't so bad right now that he's just out of it here in the state?
No, I don't think he's given up on North Carolina voters at all. I think that it's a wake-up call for him that if he'd like to carry North Carolina again, he has some serious He needs to get back in the state, start campaigning, and really pushing his job still here in the state.